Yes, the Daily Debrief is no more, but those Tom Trabucco groupies out there who tune in every Monday to get your update on your thrift savings plan, well, worry no longer. The Dora Beck Insider will continue to bring you TSP updates with Tom Trabucco. He, of course, the Director of External Relations with the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. And we even have a bonus. Joining us for the discussion is the Dean of Federal Reporting, Federal News Radio's own, Mike Causey. Hi, Mike.
Hi, and I'm also the tallest.
Yeah, you too. You are the tallest.
Several key factors there.
And joining us is the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, just concluding their May meeting. Tom Trabucco joining us now. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris, and hello, Mike.
Tom, I know they're groupies because I are one of them, so it's neat to be on Chris's first show.
Yeah,
well, that's right. I'm on the debut show with you.
So, here we go.
Yeah.
And Mike and I arm wrestle for who's president of the Tom Trabucco fan club. So a bunch of stuff in the meeting. Let's start off with returns thus far for May and also year-to-date numbers.
That's right, yeah. I know that it seemed after the past couple of weeks like things have really headed south this week, and I think Tracy Ray felt the same way. She's our director of investments this morning, so she wanted to lighten everybody up a little bit and point out that things are not as bad as they may look through the very short-term trend. Although we had a rough week last week, four of the five funds are still, two of the five funds are still up, and the three are not as bad.
You sent us numbers, and I haven't even quite taken a look at all of them, but I'm guessing the iFund has not had a very good...
The iFund has had a bad run. There's no question about it. It's down 8.25 for the month and 9.65 for the year. But the S fund, for instance, although it's down 3.95 for the month, it's still up 10.66 for the year. C fund, down 4.19 for the month, but still up 2.58 for the year. F fund, up 3/4 for the month and up 3.5 percentage points for the year. And the Never Has a Bad Day G fund, up. Let's just put it that way. So things are not, and all of the L funds, although they had a bad month last month, are up for the year.
And you know, it's funny. I was looking at these figures, and the ones that Tracy sent over to us, and those are looking the way they are. But it just tells you again, it depends on which view you take of this. If it's short term, if it's last 12 months, if it's year to date, and you'll get these wildly fluctuating figures. So I prefer to look at the 12-month returns, which are really good. You know?
That's right. Yeah, no, we have had a marvelous 12 months. And after a day like this in the market where, you know, we started out very low and now we seem to be ending up flat, it shows you that the short term just doesn't tell you anything.
Yeah.
And some of them, I mean, the S fund is up almost 10% for the year, more than 10%.
That's right. And given the fact that interest rates have been so low, most people certainly would not have bet on that, but they continued to go down further. So that's what helps a bond fund. If your new issues have a lower interest rate than your older issues continue to pay you the higher rate.
And I pulled one of these things off your website, and for the 12-month period, the S fund is up 50%. Amazing.
Right.
And I mean, I don't, Mike, I if I were in the TSP, I would just choose an L fund.
So would I.
And that way, because I don't like having to worry about this stuff.
Well,
and I think, Tom, you said you invest in the L funds,
I am.
Right?
I'm 100% in one of the L funds.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was going to ask you, Tom, if you have just maybe a sense of the, you've got, what, about 100 employees over there at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Would you hazard a guess as to how many are in L funds?
Oh, okay. I will hazard a guess. Mm-hmm. Because I know we went through this as we were looking at them, and so many people said they thought it was a good idea. I would not be surprised if 20 to 25% of our staff here were in the L funds.
Wow.
And that's quite good.
One of the other things that happened today was you had a transition on the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board.
That's right. Today we had a farewell. We gave a fond farewell to two board members, Gordon Whiting from New York and Tom Fink from Alaska. Gordon has been on the board for 7.5 years. Tom has been on the board for 14 years. They have both done a great job, and we're very grateful for their service. the president announced and sent forward nominations to replace them. Those nominations are of Dana Bilyeu, who is currently associated with the Nevada State Employees Retirement System, and Michael Kennedy, whose association is with the Georgia State Retirement System. So these are two new candidates who have been cleared by committee, are awaiting their votes on the Senate floor, which will likely come in the next 2 weeks. So we will be welcoming them next month.
And is this a regular, do people serve terms on the board? I actually didn't know.
People do serve terms. That's right, Chris. And that's set up so that there'll be, and they're overlapping terms. So it's set up so that you have slow turnover on the board. You don't, in order to, for policy consistency, really, so that, you know, the veteran members get to greet the new folks in, you keep getting new ideas in, but you still stay in touch with the fundamentals on which the TSP was based.
The other thing you talked about is the Federal Employees and Uniform Services Retirement Equity Act of 2010. We're going to get into this more because we're running out of time. We'll get into it more next week, but fill folks in what this bill would do.
Sure. This is something we've talked about a couple of times on the show. This is the legislation that would allow people separating from the government, either uniformed services or civilian, who have unused annual leave for which they can receive a lump sum payment for, to contribute from the value of that lump sum leave into the TSP. It's something that came up last Labor Day when President Obama announced his intention to allow plans in the private sector to do that. They were able to do that with just an announcement from the IRS. For us, it takes a piece of legislation to authorize that, and that's what this legislation is, H.R. 4865. It's in the House. It's been introduced by Congressman Lynch and Congressman Chaffetz, bipartisan. It's cleared committee, and this has to do with the next stage, which is the Congressional Budget Office cost estimate for the legislation. And on Friday, that cost estimate was released, and it's a bit of bad news because it found that this would indeed be a popular benefit and thus would have a fairly significant cost. CBO estimates it at $317 million over 10 years.
And the cost is because it's deferring tax revenue.
That's correct. It's denying the Treasury that tax revenue that would otherwise be collected on those funds, Mike.
Yeah.
So what we now have to do through the legislative process is find what's called a pay-for, an offset that can be applied against those costs that would allow this legislation to move through and become law.
And we're going to talk about this more next week because I think it is a lot of people following this. Tom Trabucco is the Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. You can hear this conversation. Find links to, well, you give the TSP website.
www.tsp.gov.